All of which is to say that I'm not going to let her get to the table. It would be a betrayal. Riley would know, would hear it in the way I breathe, or worse, hear the girl's voice through the wall. It's why I'm wearing the cap and the glasses, really, because I have to think that Riley somehow flopped over to the wall, is watching through an electric socket or something, thinking she's not the only one anymore. It hurts my soul to even allow that possibility. I shake my head no, for Riley not to worry, that I'll make this fast. Piano wire's what I'm thinking, what I'm already untangling, what the Girl Scout would know isn't money if she were more than 10 years old and not about to sell 3 boxes, and I've just got it out enough to loop over her wrist, if I'm fast enough, the one she's holding the clipboard with, when suddenly, and with no warning, she's not alone. Behind her, a shape, a woman, a voice. It shatters through my head. I don't look up, keep my head down like a servant. Just watching the Girl Scout, the woman suddenly and undeniably framing her. There you are, Dashboard Mary is saying from 100 directions at once, her red-nailed fingers protective on the girl's shoulder, her voice half a scold. But what floor is this? The girl jerks her head up from my door number, caught. That's right, Dashboard Mary says. I can smell her, taste her on the air. I'm sure I told you he lives on the 3rd floor. But you said... The girl starts, and Dashboard Mary reaches out with a porcelain hand to guide my hand down, as if pushing money away. No, no. Like she doesn't even see the piano wire looped up past my fingers. Or maybe she thinks it's the wire you hang pictures and mirrors with, that this cigar box is my version of the junk drawer. Or maybe she really and truly doesn't see it. I don't know. She's still just a waist, a pair of legs. The same clacky boots. An honest mistake, she says to the top of my cap, my eyes so wide behind the dark plastic lenses like a rabbit's. She's only supposed to go to people she knows. I nod with her, my head going even lower. Safer that way, I intone. Can't be too careful, Dashboard Mary adds, opening the palm she has on the Girl Scout's shoulder in a way that means she's talking about all the slobbering freaks the city must hold in its thousands and thousands of rooms. Not me, it means, standing there without a face. Me, she accepts. I haven't breathed in a while now. Now, Megan, if you'll just, she says, turning the girl around, directing her back down the hall. We're so sorry to have bothered you. She tells me as goodbye, hushing her voice down a notch or two, her steps small to match the girl's, and I know all at once that the whole time she was standing there, she was trying to decide what I was staring at. I follow my own eyes down to what she must have seen, the ankle rig, and nod like I deserve this, yes. But it's our secret, me and her. She didn't say anything, at least. Only when she's gone. Does the name stitched onto that Girl Scout uniform resolve some, like a Polaroid developing, coming into focus? I can't get all the letters, but it started with an A, not an M. And when the Girl Scout looked at the numbers on my door, she looked at them with her eyebrows up, like they were the right numbers. Right? I don't know. Once their footsteps are gone, I push the door shut. Have no doubt that Singer bought 10 boxes from that Girl Scout. 20, maybe. Because he knows her dad. Works with him. Or against him. Or used to. Before he leaned down and whispered to her about this one guy who would probably buy all the rest of her cookies. This one guy over at... something... Arms. Cheshire? Like the cat in the story. Right? I loop the piano wire around the index and middle fingers of my right hand, apply enough pressure for the nails to splotch purple, for the skin to split into a line of blood. It's not enough.